Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Hello and welcome to day number 10 of the 12 Days of Marketing. We're going to talk about social media strategy now, and we have a great white paper that we're going to be attaching to this podcast too about social media. We have a whole team now that helps with our social media, two wonderful people who we have gotten, who graduated with their master's degree in journalism and communications. They're the ones who run our social media. So we've been trying to keep up to date as much as possible on all of the greatest trends in social media, and we distilled it into this white paper. But for this podcast, I'm going to talk to you from a very high level about creating a social media strategy for 2018. Number one, if you're not convinced that you need to use social media, then you should just push stop now. Because if you don't exist on social media, especially if you're trying to attract wealthy, intelligent, younger, high-earning people, then if you don't exist on social media, then you don't exist at all. It's also it's what we refer to as social proof. It gives you the opportunity to get your existence out there outside of just being a financial services professional. The financial advisors that we do social media for right now, when we post life things about them, like things with their family or extracurricular activities, those posts get more attention than any dry financial services stuff. But what we have found is after we post critical things about their lives, their financial services posts get even more engagement. You have to give a lot on social media, too. It's about getting your thought leadership out there. None of you really have a secret sauce. And if you haven't trademarked that secret sauce, then somebody's probably taken it anyway. Not to be mean, but you should be doing whatever you can to show people through podcasting, through social media posts, through video blogging, the things that we've talked about on these 12 Days of Marketing so far. It's about really giving so much more away. I remember, and I tell the story all the time, but when Kirk and I started working together, he kept telling me, Matt, you know, write another paper. And I kept thinking to myself, man, I don't want to do that. You know, people are going to steal my stuff. Well, man, the minute I started doing that, everything changed for my coaching practice and really opened up an enormous amount of doors. And we know that it will do that for you too. Next point on social media, you have to figure out where you want to be. So there's three main players in social media, as you probably know, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. If you are going B2B, then you want to solicit people on LinkedIn. Unless you're trying to go after business owners, and business owners are generally not on LinkedIn, they're on Facebook. Facebook is where you're really going to hit about everybody. It's the best, most effective, inexpensive way to get your thought leadership out there that you possibly can. And it gives you great leverage to boost posts, especially because Facebook will tell you which ones are performing better than others, which will increase your overall reach. Now, if you're trying to get to the young, hip, tech, savvy, engineering type, computer programmer type, fintech, any sort of tech person, you have to exist on Twitter, and you have to exist on Twitter often. Twitter is a totally different game, and unless you really know how to do it, then it's a difficult kind of thing to beat. So next, when it comes to social media, you have to realize that you have to be relevant. You can't be talking about archaic ideas that are so well played out, you know, in 1911. You need to come with fresh, new, great opportunities. Make sure you're going to set good social media goals. This is where a lot of financial services professionals fall down, is they don't actually have a real strategy. If you're starting from zero, whether it's on LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, you should set some standard goals. 1, likes. 2, followers. 3, engagement. If you can do those three things and create quantifiable measurements, then you will start feeling like you're getting more and more successful. And you're going to find out very, very quickly that the personal stuff that you post, not too personal, but personal stuff gets the best traction. I'll give you a great example. One of our financial advisors that we do social for recently went to a football game with his two twin boys. And it was just one quick picture of them enjoying this sporting event with his kids. That post tripled the amount of likes, posts, or likes, comments, and shares than any other post that's been on his page, especially the financial services stuff. And like I said before, what happened was all of the stuff that was before that post and after that post really started getting more legs because the human stuff is what draws people in. Now, there are some social media mainstays that you have to remember are always going to be a great foundation. Number one, if you aren't a great writer, you still need to try to figure out how to blog. If you don't blog well, then you need to do podcasting, which can turn into a blog. LinkedIn, you have to have a premium account. If you don't have a premium account, you're missing out on an enormous amount of stuff. And last but not least, make sure that you're publishing on each medium, regardless if your exact target market is there or not, because you never know who's going to see it. It could be the spouse, it could be the son, the daughter, it could be the cousin, the friend of somebody who sees something that you post and they say, hey, I was on Twitter and I noticed that you, John Smith, posted something about Jane Smith and her finances, and that's applicable to my family. Social media is not that difficult, but if you aren't creating organic new content, if you are reposting stuff from a third-party site, you are doing damage to your overall social media profiles. If you have to post that stuff, see if you can just interject in there every once in a while, like once out of every three or four posts, something about you as a human being. Because that's what social media is for. Social media is for people to get to know you as a human so that they will trust you, like you, and want to do business with you in a medium that they are on all the time. One out of every 8 minutes spent online is spent on Facebook. If you're not there, you don't exist. So keep all of that stuff in mind. Social media is not the big, hairy, mean aunt or uncle that you don't want to talk to anymore. It's an integral part of everybody's everyday life. And if you have the right team behind you, you can pull off social without any worries, without any major compliance issues, and just make sure that you exist there, that you respond, that you are open, and that you show you care. This was number 10 of the 12 Days of Marketing from Top Advisor Marketing. This is Matt Halloran, and you'll see us again with another couple of podcasts before the 12 days are done.